Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schos for Binyamin Simcha ben Adina Menya, for Nisim ben Lydia, and for Shimon Simcha ben Penina Yehudis. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah discusses the Mishnah, the Chav Tes on the base, that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, they would only blow on the base on Mikdash. Bisman she base on Mikdash Hayakayim, after the base on Mikdash was destroyed, Berchon Zaka made a takana that you are tokeh either b'chom makom sheish based in, or according to Rebbe Lazar, only in Yavne where the Sanhedrin Agedola sat. And on that, the Gemara says that there was a certain maisa that one time Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, and everybody from the cities surrounding Yavne got together, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to the Bnei B'Sei, where the Gedolei Ador, let's blow shofar. So they said to him, let's talk about it. And he said to him, first let's blow and then we'll talk about it. And after they blew, they said to him, right now let's discuss it, nadun. And he said back to them, no, it's tzishbet, it's already too late. For anishma karen biyavne, vein meshivin lachar maisa, hat shoin gehert, dem tkiye. I think that's how you say it. We already heard the tkiye in Yavne, and ein meshivin lachar maisa, after the maisa is done, ein al maladaber, nothing to talk about, and we're cool. Ad kan mi divrei Gemara. Zokta Turei Evan, and this Gemara, Hod Amalu Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai Nitka Vachach Nod, and that Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai said, first we'll blow, and then we'll talk about it. V'skimu imo, and they were maskim, so they taka blue. Nearly dahinu time mishum damru be'irvin, but the rabbanon of din and uvda vachach musvinu to yufta. When it comes to rabbanons, says in the Gemara in Erevin, first we do, and then we ask questions. It's referring to the Gemara in Erevin, Samuel Zion Amid Beis. There was a ma'aseh with the tinok on the eighth day leidaso chol b'shabbes. They prepared hot water to bathe him in after the mila for his health, and the water spilled. And Rabbi said, let's bring some hot water from my house. And Abayi said back to him, we didn't make an Erev Chatzeris. We're now going to be metaltel from your house to the Chatzer. And Rabbi said, we'll be somich on the Shituf. And the Shituf Mavui that was done. And because of that, because you're allowed to carry from the Chatzer to the Mavui, you're also allowed to carry from the house to the Chatzer. So Abayi said back to him, Alo Shatfina, we didn't do a Shituf Mavos. So Rabbi said back to Abayi, name Leila Nachri Laisule, let's tell the Nachri to bring some hot water for the kid. Rabbi said, I wanted to ask Akasha. Yosef didn't let me. Because Rabbi Yosef said, Ki avina be Rav Yehuda, havalan, hava amralan, bidai raisa, masvina tuyufta, vahad of dinan maisa. So Rabban of dinan maisa, vahad of dinan tuyufta. When it comes to the raisa, first we ask questions, then we do, then we act. When it comes to the rabbanans, first we act, and then we ask questions. That's Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai said to the Bnei B'Seira, since the Isser Tkiyan Shabbos, it's just a Gzeira de Rabbanon. First you do the Maisa, and then you ask questions. Now in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish Lamed Dalet, we see there that if you sell to somebody Isser Daraisa, he sold to somebody in Isser Daraisa, and the buyer didn't know this, and he ate it, the Moicher has to return the money. But if he sells him in Isser Darabanan, and he eats it, he doesn't have to return the money. Explains the Nesivis, very, very famous Nesivis, maybe the most famous Nesivis of all, Reish Lamadal Tzivkot and Gimel, that the Nafkamina between Isserei Torah and Isserei Darabanan is that Isserei Torah, even if you eat them Bishogeg, you need Kapara and Shuva, Lahagin Ale Isurim. About Bisure de Rabbanan, you don't need any kapara, and it's like you weren't over. And he says, Taydan, that's why you don't have to pay if you ate the Isure, that's why he has to pay if he ate the Isure de Rabbanan. Daraisa, he was over in Isser, but not the Rabbanan. And therefore, only by Daraisa he has to pay, not the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan was like he wasn't over in Isser since he didn't know. Taydan, I'll bring you a raya that Bisure de Rabbanan in Tarchim Kapara, Kilu Lo Avar. because we say in Erevin and Samach Zayin Amid Beis that b'derabanan abdina nuvda the harder masvinin to yufta. That in dinei derabanan first we do a ma'isa and then we ask kashes. And if ilu hayanen ashal ashogeg hechayu minichem lo laber lekabel onesh. If he'd be nen ashal ashogeg, how do we allow him to be over and to accept a punishment? Elavadai de'eno nen ash klal al ashogeg. But rather it must be there's no onesh at all on the shogeg b'sederabanan. Varehu la ochel kilu ochel ksheira. It's like the eater ate kosher. So we see from the Nesivis that when one's over in Isdrabban and he's cool if he did it b'shogeg. So we have to understand why the Nesivis proves this only from the Gemara in Erevin, which is a member of Rav Yehuda. Why didn't he prove his shita even from the Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai in our sugya, who said nitka v'achakach nadun, and Bnei Beseru, who the Gedolei Adorash, he says hodu lo, they agreed with him. And they allowed him to blow the shofar before they discussed it. And the reason is, because even if it's a shloka lo kedin, even if it's not beseder, but still it's only derabbanan, it's not considered an isser. Like the Turei Eben says, that the reason that we blow and then we discuss it is because of dinan v'hadar musvinan. First we do, and then we ask questions. So why did the Nesivis bring a siyata for his shita, even from the Tanoim? Why did he have to go to the Amoraim and Erevin when he has Tanoim in Rosh Hashanah? In the Tshuva Se'in Yitzchok, Simich Samach Zayin, Oslam Etvav, and Evin Ezer and Chelek Aleph, he asks a similar kasha on the Guf HaSugya and Erevin and of Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Why was the Gemara toilet? The Klal of B'derabbanan of Din and Uvda of Hadam HaSfinim with Rev Yehuda, and the Sheet of Rev Yehuda, Sheet of Anamora. It's Mavur already in the Brais of Choftes Amid Beis in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai says, Niska v'achkach nadun. First blow and then we'll discuss it. And the reason is because there are drana and rabbinic matters of dinan v'hadar musvinan. First we do and then we ask questions. Like the Turei Eben says there in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara in Erevin should have proved this din from Divrei HaTanaim. And if it's because in Rosh Hashanah it was Litzorich Mitzvah, well, in Erevin it was also Litzorich Mitzvah. So it's the same thing. Can't be mechalik between the two. So why don't we bring a raya from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we have from Tanoim, that in the rabbinic matters, first you do and then you ask questions. In the very choshev sefer, one of my favorite, the Dibros Ariel, Simon Pei Gimel, he answers as follows. The Ariel Gazi, in his sefer Kilos Yankiv in Osches, Simon Kuflamid brings from the Tshuvas of the Radbaz and Chelik Gimel and Tshuvah Tov Kuf Nun Tes that Yesh Koach Chachamim Koach LeChachamim Lakar Dvar Torah B'Sheva Ve'Al Tase is Dafka B'Yadua Lanu Vaday Shekach Asu Ve'Okru. That the Chachamim have power to uproot the Divrei Torah in a passive way, if they just passively say not to be Mekayim Dvar Torah, that's Dafka. If we know that they did so and they uprooted the Dvar Torah, but when there is a suffik b'divrei amim akru, kigon da have a milsa da have a plukta derabvisa, aleinu lechos shelo akru, ki have a vade daraisa b'suffik akira. But if it's a matter of dispute whether or not the rabbis uprooted it, we do not uproot it. Because the Daraisa is the Vadai, and the uprooting, the Akira, is but a Safek. So we don't want a mess. Since we're dealing with a Daraisa, Vadai Daraisa, and it's only a Safek Akira, we are not going to uproot. We don't want to mess around with that, because we're dealing with the Daraisa. So according to that, we can say that in our Sugin Rosh Hashanah, that the Bnei Beseru said to Yechon and Zakkai Nodun, is because there was a takana kadmonis, not to be tokeh b'shofar, chutz mi b'mikdash, some say Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai wanted to be metaken, to be tokeh b'fnei b'ezdin, af b'sha'ar makomos, in order that the mitzvah of tkiya shofar should not be completely uprooted. Because the mitzvah of shofar is ma'ale zichronam shel Yisrael avim shvashamayim, like Tosin the Ran say. and the Bnei B'Seira had a suffek, is tkiya b'sha'ar makamos bifnei beizdin neged hatakana kadmonis or not? And the shorish of their suffek is that maybe that the mitakane hatakana hakadmonis were matir in the mikdash is only because ein shvus b'mikdash, or like the Turei Evan says, that they were matir in the mikdash shalayim is because of their kedusha. But al shar makomos the gzera was leolam shelo yisku behem b'shabbos. There should be no tkiyan Shabbos anywhere else outside of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Or maybe we can say like the Svar of the Ran, that Mitakne HaTakana Shalol Litkoa didn't want to be Mevatel Tkiya Shofar Legamre and Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shabbos, because it's Lahala Sechonim Shal Yisrael Avim Shoshamayim, and therefore they allowed the Tkiya in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, which was the aim L'chol Orei Yisrael V'Bnei Chashivusa Vikdushasa, and their takana was mitchil al daskein, that if the mikdash and Yerushalayim were nechrav, the chachamim should be mitaken et kia b'makom acher haroyel et koabo kidei shelo teyokar et kia legamrei. And if so, now that Yerushalayim is destroyed, Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai is allowed to be mitaken that they should blow in front of the Beis Din kidei shelo tizbatil et kia shofar legamrei ve'ein takanaso. Okeres is hagzera kadmonis ve'adarabah. He al das goes re hagzera. Shiyiye makom shiyitkubo. That the Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai asserting that we should blow elsewhere is al das, the ones who made the original takanan to blow on Shabbos, because they meant that it's only as long as Yerushalayim is around, is built, is a Beis HaMikdash. The moment it's destroyed, they want it to be blown elsewhere, so it's al datum. Ve'al zamu b'nei b'seira nadun, let's discuss it. Is it neged the original takana or not? Is it against the original takana or not? And Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai answered, nitka v'akach nadun, like the Radbaz. But since it's a sveka didina, if they uprooted a mitzvah de'oraisa or not, we have to hold, like the tzad, that they did not uproot, because we have a vadai mitzvah d'oraisa and a suffek akira. So here the mitzvah to blow shofar is d'oraisa, and there's a suffek if we're allowed to blow bifnei basin. So what do we have to do in such a case? We have to chap like the tzad. We have to hold, like the tzad, that they did not uproot until you were able to be mevara bevadai that they did uproot. So first let's blow and then let's ask questions, because we're dealing here with the mitzvah d'oraisa. So if that's pshat, then we can answer the kasha of the Ein Yitzchak, why the Gemara in Erevin was tola the klal of b'drabbanan avdin and uvda v'hadam asfina. First we do and then we ask. B'Rav Yehuda, we already see it in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. He says nizka v'achakach nadun. So there we already see that when it comes to the Rabbanan, first we do, then we talk about it. But based on what we said, it's not shver at all, because that the Rav Yochanan and Zakkai was matter to be tokeya, it's because he's talking about a mitzvah d'araisa, mitzvah shofar, and it's a sveka d'dina. If the rabbis uprooted the mitzvah d'araisa and they were metaken that they should never blow b'shum makom chutz me'amikdash, so we don't know what exactly they meant. Did they mean you should never blow outside the mikdash on Shabbos or not? So we have suffek if they were oker the mitzvah. You have to nem on the tzad, you have to assume like the tzad that they weren't oker, and you have to continue doing the mitzvah d'araisa. So we're dealing with the mitzvah d'araisa. That's the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, but the sugya in Erevin, we're talking about something else. In Erevin, we're talking about asking a kasha on the Rebbe. Is he doing something wrong or not? Rabbi said to Abaye, let's tell a goy to bring water for the baby. And Abaye says, I wanted to ask, but Rabbi Yosef didn't let me. Because only on Doraisas, first you ask questions, Mosfina to Yufta Vahadar of Din and Maisi. First you ask questions before your Rebbe does what he wants to do. when it comes to Derabbanans, you don't ask questions. First you let him do it, and then you ask questions. That's a different case. So in our case, in Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about where you have a mitzvah d'oraisa. When you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, what do you do? If you're mesupik, whether to be mekayim this mitzvah or not, whether the rabbis uprooted it or not, you assume that they didn't uproot it. In the Gemara in Erevin, we're not talking about a case where there was a mitzvah d'oraisa, and did the rabbis uproot it or not uproot it. They were talking about a completely different circumstance, a completely different scenario. There, it's a case where you have a rabbi who is about to do something, a rebbe, and then the question is, should the Talmud ask on him? And when it comes to the Rabbanans, you don't ask questions. First you let him do it, and then you ask questions. In D'oraisa, first you ask questions. So, the sugya in Rosh Hashanah is not at all relevant to the sugya in Erevin. Talking about two completely different scenarios. So therefore, we couldn't bring a raya from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah to the Gemara in Erevin. When Rosh Hashanah just is talking about where you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, did the rabbis uproot it or not? Assume that the mitzvah d'oraisa stays in place. In the Gemara in Erevin, the question is, do you ask a question on your Rebbe before he's about to do something? And the answer is, in the Rabbanan, you don't. First let him do it and then ask. And now that we came here, we can also answer the question we had in the Nesivis. Why he brings the din of Shogeg Derabbanan, not being usher at all, from Rav Yehuda and Erevin, and not from Yechonam and Zakkai and B'nai B'seira. Because even if you say that an Is Derabbanan is usher B'Shogeg, but B'vadai Mitzvah D'Oraisa Sheyeshna Sveka D'Dina, maybe the rabbis uprooted it. There, if it's not clear, then you gotta go and assume that the rabbis didn't uproot it and be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore b'yechonam and zakkai paskin that since it's not a vaday she'akor is a mitzvah d'oraisa of tkiyah shofar, therefore let's blow. Avo midibur Rabbi Yehuda be'erevin, there you see that an iser d'rabbanan b'shogeg is not an iser, because if the shogeg was an iser, why is the Talmud allowed to remain silent when he sees his Rebbe being over and only afterwards discuss it? So the raya really is from the Gemara in Erevin. There you see, an Issa Derabbanan isn't an Issa. You don't need any kapara for a shogeg, because there it's talking about they're about to be over an Issa b'shogeg. And the Talmud didn't say anything. When it comes to a Doraisa, that's a different story. Of course you're going to be Mekayim the Doraisa when you're Mesupik. That's not a raya that the Rabbanans don't need the kapara. Maybe only when you're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa, then you do the d'oraisa, even though you might be over in a d'rabbanan, because you're dealing with a d'oraisa. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That's not a raya. But in Erevin, we're talking about a straightaway d'rabbanan, that we say, let the Rebbe do it, and then discuss it, then ask questions. So it must be that even if he's over in Issa, we don't care, because in Issa d'rabbanan b'shogeg doesn't need kapara, kevaldik. So mitzvah Hashem, I'm hoping Hashem should give us koach and moach and simchas chayim. And in the next shir, we will continue expanding on this b'li neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.